Murders, Mysteries, and Meows is a true crime podcast and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to Murders, Mysteries, and Meows for February, early March of 2024. From theolivepress.es, quote, who is the serial killer wanted in Spain? All we know about the Orchard Killer, as details of his three victims emerge. The alleged murders took place between November 2023 and January 2024, all with a near-identical modus operandi. They all took place in Navarre and Lleida, in the north of the country, with each killing happening in the morning. All the alleged victims are very elderly men who were working alone in the field when they were said to have been slayed by a suspect who had been branded the Orchard Killer in Spanish press. Pedro Ollodón, 68, November 22nd. Victim number 2. José Luis Aguado, 80, December 21st. His red Opel Corsa was missing, only to be later found at the scene of the third murder. Victim number 3, Ramon Rosell, 84, January 5th. Despite being 200 kilometers, or about 160 miles, I think. Sorry, 145 miles. From the other two murders, police found the red Opel Corsa belonging to the second victim, pointing to them being linked. The main suspect left the red Opel Corsa at the scene of the third killing before stealing Rosell's car, which was later found burnt out in France. It suggests the alleged killer fled in the direction of Andorra and crossed into France, reports the local press. Forensic experts are now examining evidence and searching for DNA samples at the three separate crime scenes, as well as the burnt-out vehicle. From AlJazeera.com, quote, Kenya religious cult leader, 29 others charged with murder of 191 children. The 191 children were among the 425 victims found in the Shakahola Forest in coastal Kenya last year. Kenyan cult leader Paul Thingy McKenzie and 29 associates were on Tuesday charged with the murder of 191 children whose bodies were found among hundreds of people buried in a forest. The defendants all denied the charges brought before a court in the coastal town of Malindi near the Indian Ocean. One suspect was found mentally unfit to stand trial and has been ordered to return to the Malindi High Court in a month. Prosecutors said McKenzie ordered his followers to starve themselves and their children to death so that they could go to heaven before the world ended, in one of the world's worst cult-related disasters in recent history. A bit more of a delayed from a previous headline, from MyNews4.com, quote, Murder suspect Mark Folkum found dead in Washoe County jail cell. Folkum's cause of death was suicide by hanging. He was declared dead around 7:50 p.m. that night on December 17th. From www.citizen.co.za. Tsiso Mkwanazi planned to murder sex workers, investigating officer tells court. Mkwanazi previously admitted to killing the sex workers. He, however, denied the 7 counts of rape, 6 counts of obstructing the administration of justice, robbery with aggravating circumstances, and unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition. During court proceedings, Sergeant Bongnabi Mumbanabi, the investigating officer, revealed that the DNA result from 3 of Mkwanazi's identified victims. All results came back positive when they were tested against the sex workers' family's victims, or family's members. The known victims are Shihoita Nayari, Patricia Magazia, and Joyce Moyo. However, there are still 3 victims unidentified. From PostLineToday.com, quote, Black women 6 times more likely to die by homicide than white women. Racial inequalities in homicides among women aged 25 to 44 years have persisted since 1999. Researchers using CDC data found that in 2020, the homicide rate among black women was 11.6 per 100,000 versus 3 per 100,000 among white women. This inequality was persistent and was virtually unchanged since 1999. In every region, firearm homicide deaths were disproportionately concentrated among black women. In 11 states, racial inequalities have increased since 1999. Homicide inequalities varied geographically, with the greatest racial inequality seen in Wisconsin, where in 2019 to 2020, black women were 20 times more likely to die by homicide than white women. Homicide by firearm was increasing in frequency. In 2019 to 2020, U.S. women had 2.44 times the odds of homicide involved firearms versus 1999 to 2003. From mirror.co.uk, quote, Tenth body pulled from lake sparks serial killer fears over Rainy Street Ripper. Police confirmed that a 10th body has been pulled from Lady Bird Lake in Austin, Texas, but as authorities say investigations are pending, residents live in fear of a Rainy Street Ripper. From KOIN.com, quote, Pro wrestler ID'd in connection with Portland homicide. A former pro wrestler is expected to be booked into jail in connection with his wife's death in the Lent neighborhood of Portland on Thursday. William Albert Haynes Jr. started about 2 hours after when police arrived at the house following reports of a shooting. When officers were able to get inside the house, they found Jeanette Beecraft had already died. She was 86. An exciting update from ABCNews.com, quote, Suspect charged in brutal murder of 2 Indianapolis women found dead days apart near each other. Both had been killed by multiple sharp force injuries, police said. A suspect has been arrested in the brutal and evil murders of two Indiana women who were both stabbed to death days apart and found near each other, police announced on Friday, February 9th. The victims were found dead on Indianapolis's east side, police said. The body of the first victim, Shanna Lassier, 58, was found in a parking lot on January 27th, while the second, Marianne Weiss, 52, was found behind a building about 150 yards away on February 1st, police said. From USAGay.com, quote, police released new sketches of the suspect killer of Maryland mom of five, Rachel Morin. The Harford County Sheriff's Office released the new photos on Monday, 6 months after Morin's body was found on a local trail. Police hope they'll be able to generate new information to solve the case. Rachel Hannah Morin's killer is still at large, but Maryland authorities said Monday that finalized suspect sketches could lend a hand in putting the man responsible for killing behind bars. The Harford County Sheriff's Office spent the last 6 months investigating the circumstances leading up to the 37-year-old woman's death. Morin, a mother of five, was initially reported missing the night of August 5th after failing to return home from an evening walk on a trail in Bel Air, a small Baltimore suburb. Deputies identified a body that was found near the trail as Morin the next day, saying she was the victim of a violent homicide. A couple weeks after her body was found, authorities announced that the DNA from the suspected killer matched a man who assaulted a girl in Southern California during a home invasion in March. The breaking case has not revealed too many promising results, as authorities have yet to find the assailant. From dailymail.co.uk, quote, revealed what police dogs found inside the home of murder-accused mushroom chef Aaron Patterson. Australian Federal Police Specialist sniffer dogs arrived at the home just 6 hours later to aid in search warrants being conducted by Victoria Police. One of the dogs, Georgia, found a USB, a micro-secure digital card, and a SIM card. The Senate estimate hearing was held on Tuesday night. Technology detective dog Alma found a mobile phone, five iPads, a trail camera, and a secure digital card and a smartwatch. AFP Commissioner Reese Kershaw said, these were not found during the initial searches undertaken by officers. The canines are considered to be the most elite of all sniffer dogs due to their ability to sense the micro and thin coating that protects computer circuit boards. Another update from rdnewsnow.com, quote, Alaska man found guilty of first-degree murder and violent killing captured on stolen memory card. A man who recorded the violent death of an Alaska Native woman on his cell phone was unanimously convicted of first-degree murder on Thursday in her death and that of another Alaska Native woman by a jury that deliberated for less than 2 hours. Brian Stephen Smith, a 52-year-old from South Africa, showed no reaction in court and stared ahead as a judge read the jury's verdict. He was arrested after a woman stole his cell phone from his truck and discovered the gruesome footage from 2019. The woman, a sex worker who became a key witness during the trial in Anchorage, then copied the footage to memory card and ultimately turned it over to police, prosecutors said. Smith later confessed to killing another Alaska Native woman whose body had been found earlier but had been misidentified. Smith was found guilty of all 14 charges, including two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of Kathleen Henry, 2019, and Veronica Abuchek, either in 2018 or 2019. Alaska does not have the death penalty, so he would serve a life sentence. I have more news articles, but I will save that for another episode. This one is already plenty long. And so now, onto the cats. From PopSci.com, quote, captive big cats can tell voices apart. Some captive felines, like lions, can tell if their caregiver or stranger is talking. Previous studies found that domesticated cats can recognize their name and even tell their names apart from other words. Less attention has been paid to how well non-domestic cats respond to human voices. Understanding how well an exotic feline can differentiate from a caregiver saying their name from a stranger could help keep the animals safer. My graduate student, Taylor Cruz, has worked as an exotic cat caregiver for many years and wanted to design a master's project that informed us of their ability to respond to their name, the voices of unfamiliar caregivers. Jennifer Vonk, a study co-author and comparative cognitive psychologist at Oakland University in Michigan, tells PopSci, having been in the zoo world, she noted that zoos are sometimes concerned that having public speak animals' names may be distracting for the cats. To look closer, the team designed a series of experiments to gauge if non-domesticated captive big cats could recognize familiar voices. They played audio recordings of known and unknown humans to 25 different cat species, including cheetahs, tigers, and lions. All of the cats had varied rearing history, meaning that some of the cats had been raised by their mothers, while others had been brought up by humans. They found consistent evidence of voice recognition and that the cats responded more intensely, quickly, and for a longer period of time to familiar voices than they did for unfamiliar ones. According to Vonk, close human contact instead of domestication was associated more closely with the cat's ability to discriminate between human voices. This also challenges the idea that less social species don't have the same cognitive abilities as more outgoing or group-living species. Dogs. From ABC7.com, quote, Massachusetts Library accepts cat pictures to pay late fees. A public library in Massachusetts is accepting cat photos to pay for late returns and lost or damaged books this month. It's part of Worcester Public Library's March Meowness. A photo or even a drawing of any cat erases fines. In the first 5 days of the month, 400 accounts were cleared using the unique form of currency. The idea started a library task force noticed that a lot of younger patrons had fees dating back to the start of the pandemic. They didn't want those people to stop using the public library because of the fines. From dailymail.co.uk, quote, Phantom Cat Shaver strikes again as dozens of owners across the UK claim their pets have been targeted. Residents in Lamburn and Hungerford have warned of the feline haters' return. Has your cat been targeted? Email dan.woodland@mailonline.co.uk. A phantom cat shaver has struck again across Britain in another spate of attacks that have left owners fearing for their pets' safety. Shocked residents in Lamburn and Hungerford have taken to social media to warn of the feline haters' return after claiming their beloved pets had been mysteriously shaved. One owner from Lamburn posted on social media, "Keep your cats inside. Phantom cat shaver is about again." Another villager posted, "My cat has been shaved constantly for months now. It's weird." Reports of cats having their first shave first emerged in December 2022, with 84 incidents reported between then and March of 2023, mainly in Kent and southeast London, but also in Aberdeen and Southampton. However, it is thought that there have now been as many as 217 individual cases, while a map of reported attacks has recorded over 100 incidents. End quote. But have you ever tried to shave a cat, or even just trim their fur? It is not easy to do, and this takes some serious dedication and skill, and honestly, if the person hated cats, they would probably be doing something horrible to them, not just shaving them. Not that it's funny, it's still really bad to do, but of all the pranks you can play on someone's cat, I'd prefer this to most other ones. From timesofindia.indiatimes.com, quote, Haters the cat. Why NASA beamed a cat video 16 million miles into deep space. The TLDR is that they were trying to prove that they could do it. It was actually a pretty awesome article. I will have the link in and you can go read it. And finally, a cute story from my friend Mina, Miss_Mina_Murray on Instagram, and I will link and tag her. Quote, This morning, Bartholomew was being super snuggly, and I didn't want to get up. So I was reading the Times on my tablet, and he reached out and scrolled the page down, then he reached out and scrolled the page up, then he tapped with his paw, and suddenly I discovered I was on the Petco website. Very smart cat, Barty. And that's the end of the episode. If you have any cute cat stories, I would absolutely love to hear them. mmnmeows@gmail.com, and if you want to share them on the podcast, please specify, and I would be happy to share them. Otherwise, I will just read them and enjoy them for myself. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to email me at mmnmeows@gmail.com or find me on Instagram or Facebook. Thank you so much.